very proud of that accomplishment, and it was done by lots of people, including many female athletes who really promoted the whole athletic program for women, establishing the fact that the attributes that athletics brings to males is also certainly important for females. So I'm really glad I was part of that process. When we came back to Shawano, we had a few parents waiting in the parking lot. When we won the state championship in 1988, the parking lot was full. The gym was full. There was a 57-car caravan that met us in Bondwell. So in that typically short period of time, the admiration and respect for women's sports has really grown. When Laura Upperman received the very first female, she was the first female to receive an athletic scholarship from Shawano, and that was because of her prowess in volleyball. That was a really significant time in my life to see that scholarships were now available to the female gender. Former athletes that have gone into coaching and are just, you know, carrying on the dream of what that little white volleyball does for people's lives. It meant more funding for athletes. I didn't want to take away from the men's program, but I certainly didn't think that the women should be sitting on the sideline. And Title IX was, that's kind of like my motto in life. Title IX brought so many opportunities to females. I believe in good trouble, because good trouble means typically that you're trying to improve a situation that is either not equal or unhealthy or something along those lines. So I think I've been in a lot of good trouble.